He won that race. Yeah.
Nah, he's
But
nice.
he crashed into someone to win
Really?
the race. Yeah.
Oh,
He
deadass?
like knocked him out of the race. It was crazy.
He's on our team.
Yeah. He's on team Moneyline.
Yeah, the one.
That's crazy.
All right. So, you know how we do solo episodes every now and then with just the boys.
Like to get the fans integrated, you know what I'm saying? Hear what the fans be having to say. You know, we love hearing your voice notes and all that good stuff.
Right.
They be having some funny voice notes. So, yeah, you know, boys had to do a little solo. But who we got with us, G? Who we got with?
We got Joe Baxter here with us, who Michael's cousin, also runs Michael's life. He makes sure Michael shows up an hour and a half late instead of 3 hours late. So he does a really great job.
Do my best.
He does a great job.
Literally, I never call Michael if I need him. I just call Joe. I'm like, where's Michael? It's like, where's he at?
Joe knows.
And I'm just like, man, I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
I'm trying, bro.
Honestly, Joe does make my life so much easier. So I needed to plug Joe. But yeah, I feel like we have to do these fan episodes every like couple months.
Yeah, because the fans be thinking we don't care about them right. Sometimes. They're like, oh yeah, we love you guys.
Right.
All right. We always want to hear what y'all gotta say. So right. We gotta hit you with one of these episodes.
Exactly. And this is one of our last episodes in the LA studio for now.
Yeah.
November, we're December. Yeah, we'll probably be at the New York studio.
Back on the East Coast.
Back with Dave. I'm hoping we get some Raising Kanan people because they're out there shooting. Mm. So in the comments, please let us know the guests that you want.
Yeah.
Do not say Ghost. Do not say Tommy, because obviously we've asked them. Pretty much every person that people have put in the comments, we've asked.
Yeah, we've asked.
It's
yeah.
Sometimes
we don't
it's,
miss.
A, it's a scheduling thing. It's like, and sometimes people
time
have
doesn't
said
always
no.
permit. You know right. what I'm saying? Time doesn't always permit. People don't always be open to it. So you know, it's a trial and error thing for the boys. You know, right. We try to get y'all every guest you guys want.
Right.
But you know, some things may not go as planned all the time.
Exactly.
But we do our best. You right. know what I'm saying?
So I've been talking to Jerry a lot, who we love, Jerry Ferrara.
Oh yeah. My guy.
He has a podcast. Go check it out. But we're gonna have him on hopefully before the end of the year.
Joe also has a podcast.
Joe, you do have a podcast. Plug your podcast, Joe. I'm one of the biggest platforms, Joe.
Say
it
right
it.
Now. Right now.
It's called the Highland Boys. It's nothing special, to be honest. But it's called the Highland Boys.
Yeah.
HYLAN. Boys, BOYS. It's just dudes being dudes talking about crazy stuff.
Doesn't sound great. So I get it.
It's not bad. Yeah. If you want to go look at it, go look at it.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, like this could kind of be like not like a year wrap up episode, but like just
like
kind
a
of
little recap.
Right.
Kinda,
recap. Like, dude, how much fun have we had doing this?
Honestly, bro, it's been crazy. It feels like the shit been flying by
right.
though. Like when I look at like when I go like to the YouTube channel, I go like the first few episodes, I see how many right. weeks ago it was. I'm like, what?
It's crazy.
Like what? But it's been dope, bro. Talking to everybody, bro, getting everybody's different perspectives and right. getting their stories on how they got started. Right. But we had fucking Omar Epps in our fucking studio.
Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. and us.
Method
Man.
Man,
bro. Like
it's crazy.
I mean
Turi, Courtney Kemp.
What could we ask for, bro? I mean
right.
this shit's been crazy. Since we started, bro, it's literally been nothing but just love and
right.
it's been lit, bro.
And we've actually been like trying to figure out how to get you know, actors who aren't necessarily on Power but mm-hmm. watch Power to come on. Mm-hmm. Maybe
even
fans.
Athletes, even, you know, right. rappers. We'll try to work on that soon. Well, we're not gonna try. We're gonna right. work on it soon. You know what I'm saying? But we honestly just been getting you guys what you guys want. You've been asking for a lot of, you know, characters that are in the you know, the Power universe.
Right.
So that's who we've been getting. But soon we'll be ready to branch out to, you know, different professions, different, you know.
Right.
But yeah.
There's just so much we could do with this. Like, and I'm excited for Ghost to come out, which we have no idea when it comes out. I'm assuming a lot of these fan questions are going to be, because
yes.
we're going to play the voicemails. I'm assuming a lot of it's going to be when Ghost comes out. I thought it was going to come out in November, but we really don't
know.
Yeah,
I thought so too.
Apparently BMF comes out in January. Like, before us, which is wild to me, but we're not going to talk about that.
It's the appetizer. It's the appetizer. Yeah. You know,
but listen, we will have on, you know, not just power people. Like, we want to branch out and have fun. Like, me and Michael just have a good time doing this. And also, we'd love for other people to host it. And I know you guys really like having Toya on. I would love for Makai and Michael to do an episode with the guest from Raising Canaan.
That'd be fire.
Right.
That'd be lit. That'd be super
so many
dope.
Possibilities. So, trying to think of any other wrap up stuff. Money Lion,
our sugar daddy,
Money Lion.
They've been holding the boys down. Right. They held us down for the summer. We got us the crib in LA.
Right.
Had the money crib. You know what I'm saying? What could we ask for? Right. What more could we ask?
We have the giveaway. We're of course still doing the giveaway up to 100 grand. So right now we have about
what, almost 4,000?
Yeah, almost 4,000 signups plus the 5 grand you put in, the 5 grand I put in.
Okay.
So that's about 14K that we're giving away at the end of the year for Christmas.
It's still time. Y'all better go sign up. Use the roar tag. Use the referral tag, actually.
Right.
Use the referral tag.
It's a roar tag.
It is a roar tag? Yeah. Oh, okay. I bet. So use the roar tag. The crew has it, or is it just the crew?
It's the crew.
Use the roar tag. The crew has it. I still got time to sign up, bro. Right. It's only November.
Right. If 10K more people sign up, that's 25,000. Yeah.
25 bins.
I'm not that great at math. That's why I'm an actor. So it was 24.
24 bins. I mean, listen, y'all want money. Y'all better go sign up for a chance to win that money.
But yeah, we're excited. We're excited to just keep these episodes coming out. Dude, we've been so consistent. We have not missed any
week. We haven't missed a week.
The only thing was a guest host. But like that was just like because I was away for 3 weeks. You were away. Like it just didn't line up correctly. We've been consistent.
But we've been giving the people what they want.
Exactly.
And I honestly feel like it was definitely good to mix it up too. You know what I'm saying? Toya did a great fucking job at host. And that was fire.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're definitely going to be doing that
a lot more. I did miss my brother though. I looked over and I was like, oh, Toya is a very beautiful person. But it's not Michael. You know what I mean?
But that shit is fire. We're definitely going to get that, you know, more integrated into the podcast for y'all.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Please leave comments. Like,
literally any ideas y'all want us to do. Like anything y'all think of that y'all want to see from us, let us know, bro.
But
we got you guys.
But we're like, obviously we want Ghost on. Obviously we want Tommy. I'm like, that doesn't help.
Yeah, that we that's a given already.
Right.
Like, y'all don't gotta tell us.
They're gonna come on. I talked to Joe. He's gonna come on. Omari as well. They're gonna come on eventually. It's just gonna be a timing thing. It's hard. Michael's schedule, my schedule, another actor's schedule. Hopefully, maybe the holidays around December, people are home with their families, and maybe they'll pop into the New York studio.
Yes, hopefully.
Possibilities are endless.
It's the holiday season, though. You know, people busy getting gifts, you know, settling down, going to see their families, all type of stuff. So, who knows what's going to happen. Right. But we're going to try our hardest.
Exactly. Sure. Hey, yo, Mike, listen, I know you and I, we're businessmen, we're entrepreneurs. We're
entrepreneurs, baby. We have CEOs,
you know, we have online shops, we have things that we sell. I got to tell you about our new sponsor, ShipStation.
ShipStation, what they got for us? Talk to me, inform me a little bit.
So basically what ShipStation does is it directly integrates with your online shop so you can ship your stuff out.
So you're telling me that it's easier to find, easier to manage, and easier to get into the hands of happy customers?
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
That's tough.
So one way I like to personally avoid holiday stress, you know, the holidays are coming up, Christmas, Black Friday.
I don't know how many gifts I'm going to have to get this year. But
online shopping, right?
My debit card about to be over with. So that means no more limiting your business just to one store.
Exactly.
They integrated with Amazon, eBay, Shopify, Etsy.
Yep, all makes of that. It so easy to ship. Damn. Right? Obviously, that's a problem. You know, you're an online business. How do you get it to your customers? ShipStation.
Makes it easier, bro. One simple dashboard.
So this basically makes you maximize your sales with minimal effort.
And you get the same discounted shipping rates as these Fortune 500 companies.
Right. So yeah, so you know how all these big businesses, they get big discounts because they're selling all this product.
Yep, whether you're sending a stack or a truckload, you're getting the same discounted rate.
Right, if you're a small business, you get the same discounted rate with ShipStation.
Ship more, grow more with ShipStation.
Yep, go to ShipStation.com today and sign up with the promo code
The Crew
for a free 60-day trial.
Start today and get set up before the holidays. Listen, again, that's 2 months free. Visit ShipStation.com.
Make sure you use the promo code THECREW, okay? Listen, I know a lot of our listeners have clothing brands. All, you know, people are trying to give us stuff all the time. This is the easiest way to ship your stuff out.
ShipStation got your back, baby.
Back to the episode. All right, well, let's get into some fan voicemail questions.
Yeah, I love these things.
Bro, that was so fun. We did that episode with Corey.
With Corey and Chris. Bro, that shit was hilarious.
We want to integrate the fans more. You know, you guys have been so supportive. Like, this is one of the fastest growing podcasts in the world. It's insane.
Y'all been tuning in every week, buying merch, literally just been supporting the social media. Right. Like, we have the best fans, bro.
Right. I mean, make sure you follow The Crew Has It on Instagram and TikTok. That's blowing up. We got merch. It's still 22% off. Actually, that might have ended, but maybe I'll tell Dave to just keep it open for a little bit.
Yeah, just for y'all.
Right, and make a little extra hoodies. But we're going to have new merch coming out for Christmas, so make sure you get some stuff for your family members and all that.
Also going to be making, like, not even just clothes, more like memorabilia, like, you know, shit like that, you know.
Slides. Decoration. Yeah, slides we need sweet. Slides.
Definitely need
the
slides.
The Crew Has It. Yeah, slides, the slides. Fire. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we're trying to do with this. We just want to grow and expand this, and me and Michael love doing this. We want to eventually start making our own TV shows, and, you know, so this is just the start. It's the beginning, baby.
Right,
it's going to be a long, long, long haul, and we have our own production company. We're doing this because we love it. So thank you so much for supporting us. Make sure you subscribe. All that stuff, just follow. It just helps the channel, support our sponsors, because that's what keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm. They pay the bills.
Yeah. So take it away, Joseph.
What's the first voice
message? About Gabrielle. That's a problem.
Here we go. Again. Here we go. Number one. Oops. Fucked up.
Yeah, he really is thinking about Gabrielle, huh?
My name is Lucy, and my question for you guys is, what is the most difficult part about having to work together and then still have to be together afterwards? Like, live together and everything. What challenges do you guys face? Do you guys ever get tired of each other? Do you guys argue? Thank you.
Hell nah, it's my boy.
Yeah, Michael showing up on time. No, I'm kidding. No, honestly, like, it's so weird. I had this conversation with someone the other day. Like, it's just been great. Like,
you've been chilling. Like,
we're yin and yang. Like, you're chill.
I'm chill. He's like, here.
But then when we go out at night.
Yeah, and it's sometimes I'm like here. Sometimes he's like right here. And then he'll end up like right here. I don't know. It's like a balance. You know what I'm saying? It's my boy.
And I like, you know, I like to control some stuff. And like that's kind of the way my personality is. Like, I like to kind of like make sure everything's set up. And he's a little more like free in that sense. So that, I think
I'll be
that's
going
just,
with the flow.
Right. That's why we work well together.
Like, you want to do that? I'm like, all right, baby,
But yeah, the house has been fun. Like,
house been lit.
It's just a creative space where we do tapes.
Self-taping. Yo, that's that Halloween shit with you and Yah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bro. Yeah, I'd be quiet with that shit.
I put Yah in a judge's costume, and I was an inmate, and our other friend Brandon was a lawyer, and we just made the funniest content. I wish you were here for that.
I know, bro. I was tired.
But
it
was so funny. I like had to have Yah answer the door, because at the Moneyline house, dude, you guys have no idea. There were thousands of kids from
I saw that. I'm like, what?
It's so funny because the neighbor that always called the police on us, I got home and I was like I was just walking in the house and she was like, hey, and I was like, hey. She's like, are you ready for tonight? And I was like Halloween? Yeah, like, yeah, I got candy. She was like, no. Like, whatever you have, you need to get like 10 times it. Like, you don't understand how many kids come. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, get ready.
So I call
my mom, who was in town. I was like, you got to go to Costco. Like, apparently, like, there's like an influx of kids that come here. Bro, it was insane.
I saw that. So I'm like, bro, this should look like Halloween town, bro. Right. Like, the block was flooded.
Like, where do they come from? There's no one outside.
People drive because they're night. It's big houses, so they give out good candy. So people drive to the neighborhoods with the money. So they, it's smart. It's actually, we used to do that.
Should
as kids.
Should be illegal.
Right? Should be illegal. But yeah, no, honestly, like, answer the rest of that question. Like, it's, we just have fun.
We be chilling. We be kicking shit.
And that's why we work so well on the show together too. Like,
it's literally a balance.
Right. Good question. I like
that. I pretty much balance a lot of that stuff. But
Joe balances my whole entire fucking life, right?
Yeah. I'm the yin and yang in every situation.
But he's a yin and a yang.
I love Joe.
We're going to go to number two. Ready?
Hey, y'all. I love y'all so much. My question is, do y'all think Brayden and Tommy is more similar or different? And in which ways are they similar or different?
Did she say Brayden and Tommy?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it sounded like she said Brayden and Tommy.
Is that what? Is it, play it again. Play it one more.
Type of phone she got.
Hey, y'all. I love y'all so much. My question is, do y'all think Brayden and Tommy is more similar or different? And in which ways are you similar or different?
She said Brayden and Tommy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, listen, a lot of the characters have similarities because it's television. You know, every character has a trope, or you know, there's always a right. There's always a loyal character. There's always this character. Like, shows follow that. Mm. I would say we're similar because we love, as characters, we love selling drugs and mm-hmm. we're loyal.
Yes.
But we differ as in Tommy's upbringing is way different than Brayden's upbringing. Mm. They're not really similar characters at all. It's very different. Like the same thing with Tariq and Ghost.
Right.
Like obviously it's his son, so he's going to be similar, but they're different characters.
Yeah, their upbringing is way different.
Right.
That's a fact.
But yeah, I mean, I've had conversations with Courtney about that. Like, because people like to compare, you know, Tariq and Brayden and Ghost and Tommy, which I get because, you know, it's the similarities of what happened before. And people like to, you know, Effie is like Tasha mm-hmm. and Lauren is like
Angela.
Yeah, Angela. Mm-hmm. So people like to make those comparisons. But yeah.
See, Ghost ain't have three of them, though.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say that.
What?
Ghost ain't have three of them, though.
Three what?
You got three.
Yeah, Rika, Diana too. That's where Tariq and Ghost, you know, they differ. You know
what I'm saying? Wait, he had two though.
The boy needs his fourth ring though.
Yeah, the boy needs a fourth.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious what'll happen. I'm curious what'll happen season three.
Yeah.
Shit.
Good question though, Michael. You like to cook it up in the kitchen, right?
Yeah, you know, during the pandy way, I was chefing it up a little bit.
You were chefing it up a little bit. Up. But you know what you didn't have?
What didn't I have?
Kami Kodo Japanese steel knives.
You are right about that. I did not have that.
I'm telling you.
Why do I need that?
Because it changes your cooking forever, okay? Kami Kodo makes great, high-quality Japanese steel kitchen knives using traditional techniques from Japan.
So you're telling me that each Kami Kodo knife goes through this like 19-step process?
Yes, they take years to make. That's how perfectly handcrafted these knives are. Listen, we need them for the house. We need them for the LA house, which we're about to leave. But each knife is individually inspected and comes with a lifetime guarantee. Each knife comes in a beautiful, heavy-duty ash wood box.
Oh, nah, the packaging is tough.
Mm-hmm. Makes a perfect gift.
It's looking sexy.
Right? It makes a perfect gift for Christmas, for the holidays, for people who like cooking. I personally hate cooking, but for your family, for your girl, wifey, she likes to cook for you, right?
All right, so look, I know you don't really cook like that, but it comes with a vegetable knife, slicing knife, and a utility knife. So you got a whole little setup, you know? You got different uses, you know what I'm saying?
So because of their single bevel edge, Kami Kodo knives can achieve an unbelievably sharp edge you just can't get with other knives.
Damn, son, I'm going sharp.
Sharp.
So what you're telling me is, if I cut through some ribeye right now, it's going to be like butter.
This is going to change the way you eat steak forever.
I'm guessing these are the knives that they use in these Michelin star restaurants. You know, the chefs that are the best of the best, they use these knives.
Yep, Kami Kodos. Just went to two Michelin star restaurants, one in London and one in Denmark, and they were using these knives.
No way.
Mm-hmm. That's why I found out about him. I told Dave, I was like, listen, we need Kami Kodo.
If we get these knives, we put them in the crib becomes a Michelin star restaurant.
I never even thought of that, but yeah, actually.
And they're offering $50
off? $50
off
with the promo code
CREW.
On top of our special offer. So go to KamiKodo.com/CREW.
/CREW, baby. Get your knife set.
Yep.
Get your knife set and turn your house into a Michelin star restaurant.
Mm-hmm. We always take care of you, okay? We love every sponsor, okay? So make sure you go to KamiKodo.com/CREW and get these knives. It's a great Christmas present, holiday present, whatever you believe, whatever you celebrate.
We're not going to lie to you. We might tell you a joke, but we're never going to tell you a lie. KamiKodo.com/CREW.
So let's take a quick break from the episode. I'm going to talk to you about our friends here at Established Titles because Michael didn't even know he was a lord until just now.
I'm a lord, bro.
Yeah. He was not here last week for our first introduction to Established Titles. Michael is now Lord Michael Rainey Jr.
This is insane. How did I become a lord without even...
Established Titles.
Damn.
Basically, Established Titles is a fun and novel way to preserve the natural woodlands of Scotland while helping global reforestation efforts.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's all good and cool. But the best part is you become a lord. Listen, I like saving the planet.
I love the planet.
Right.
I love the earth. You know what I'm saying?
But I also
we got to treat the earth how we want to treat ourselves.
Right.
But being a lord is lit.
It is.
Being a lord is lit. And I didn't even do nothing to become one.
You got to change your Instagram to Lord Michael Rainey Jr.
I do. I'm doing that instantly. Follow me at Lord Michael Rainey Jr. All right, so now that I'm learning a little more about this, basically it's a project based on historic Scottish custom where landowners are referred to as lairds or lords and ladies in English.
Exactly.
Damn. So I'm now a lord.
Yeah. So title packs will give you at least 1 square foot of dedicated land on a private estate in Eddleston, Scotland. So basically, we own land in Scotland. We're landowners in Scotland.
That's how you invest your money.
So when you order on established titles, you get a specific certificate that looks just like this with a custom plot number. What's your number?
My plot number... I don't know.
Yeah, it's in Scottish. These numbers are in Scottish, so we don't really know.
I don't know if we should give away this
also,
number.
They might steal our fucking land. Yeah, I don't want you guys to pull up on us. We're going to drive by to our plot of land.
Yeah, I'm going to keep this plot number to myself. But y'all can see this, though. Lord Michael Bales. I know we're saving the earth and stuff with this. So what do they got planned right now?
So for every plot of land sold, they're going to plant a tree to help global reforestation.
That's fire.
Yeah. So not only are you becoming a lord and a laird, and you can yell at your assistant Joe and be like, hey, Joe, call me lord, you're also helping the planet.
And you're also a landowner at the same time, a property owner.
Sorry, Joe. All right,
so the first 200 people purchasing the title pack using our link will effectively be next to us. Our plot. Y'all gonna be our neighbors.
Yeah, listen, we're giving away our Addy, but don't pull up on us,
all
right?
Yeah, don't pull up on us.
Even if you're neighbors, all right? Chill out. Keep it cool.
Keep it cordial. Listen, we could build our own little crew has a kingdom. Pull up.
So Established Titles is running their biggest sale yet for Black Friday, okay? Plus, if you use the code CREW, you get an additional 10% off. So make sure you go to...
EstablishedTitles.com/crew.
Make sure you go to establishedtitles.com/crew for an additional 10% off and be neighbors with the boys.
Become a lord and be neighbors with the crew. Has it like?
You should buy like 50 of these and then just build a house on your land.
Yo.
Is that legal?
It should be. I mean, listen, we're going to build our own Crew Has a Kingdom. Yeah.
Crew Has a Kingdom, baby.
What's next?
Let's do this one.
What's up with the boys? My name's Sean. I'm from Cali.
What up,
Sacramento,
Sean?
To be exact. I was just wondering, man. That nigga Ghost really dead, bro. Like, come on, y'all. Like, be a hundred. Ghost ain't dead. We ain't see nobody get buried. Like, if y'all kill somebody, y'all do a headshot. But yeah, y'all be smooth, man. Tapping in from Sac, love.
Thanks for the love.
Shout out to Sean from Sacramento.
You did a live on this. Just say what you said on the live. It's hilarious.
The nigga died. Yo, that line was mad funny. I did not expect that shit to get picked up like that.
That was so viral.
Yo, they started going, I'm like, the next day I woke up like, damn, they were screaming quote of my line. So I don't go live no more. They be screaming quote of my shit. But yeah, the nigga died.
Yeah, but what, like, let's explain to the people why that is. Like, sometimes they're like, nobody. He's got to be alive. It's like, what you don't understand is, If you know, Omari were to come back during Ghost to come do an episode, he would A, have to, if he was filming something else, change his schedule. They would have to pay him a lot of money.
A lot.
Right, a lot of money, because he wants his rate from what he got paid from season 6 of Power or more, because he has the bargaining chips. So sometimes production would be like,
I was him, I want more.
What?
If I was him, I'm asking for way more.
Exactly.
Because, nigga, him coming back to the show would be
huge.
Insane.
Yeah, huge.
That's OD.
So he has the bargaining chips where production's like, Ed, do we really want to spend $1 million to just show this one scene? So they'll go, we can just do, like, no body. We'll just do, like, a funeral. So, like, it can be stuff like that. It can be that there's more story and maybe, you know, Courtney or, you know, Brett and the new writer's room are like, oh, we want to bring him back. Like, it's a possibility. It's TV. Anything can happen. But what I will say is, like, why you haven't seen the bodies, because I'm assuming...
Shit like that could get expensive.
Right. It gets expensive and or people... Like, he could be away filming a show for a year and he's in New Zealand and he's like, I can't make it back. But people...
Yeah, they don't know.
Snowballing into something when they just... That's, like, the way the entertainment industry is. So yeah, that's kind of what it is. But listen, Courtney's episode said he's dead. There's more story to tell. Go watch that episode. There were so many good gems.
Go listen to Courtney's episode.
Right.
If y'all want some more backstory on that. Because Courtney always opens up the Easter eggs for the people.
And her and 50 created the show, so it comes from her mouth. She says that he is dead, but there is more story to tell. So what is?
So who really knows what that means?
Right. What does that mean? Is there maybe stuff that we didn't see in the show? You know, sometimes you could, when they're on other characters, there's still stuff that's going on. So maybe they go back. Maybe they go all the way back, like Raising Kanan style. We don't know. I don't know what that means. That's up to Courtney. That's up to the writers' room. That's up to Brett and Stars. So.
Who knows what they'll do with
Michael,
that.
Just say it one more time to wrap up the question.
Gonna get that.
All right, next question. Good question, though.
Number four.
Hello, this question is for Michael Rainey. In the original Power, Season 5, Episode 7, Kanan and Tariq are playing chess, and Kanan tells Tariq, you have to always be three steps ahead of the game. How did that scene help Tariq develop into the character he is now?
That's a good question.
What a great question. I love questions.
Everybody like went into depth too because he said Season 5, Episode 7, all that. So, I mean, there's so many things that Kanan taught Tariq that helped Tariq, you know, like move forward with his story and Power. Like, it's so many different instances. But definitely that one, you know, just staying three steps ahead. Tariq always, like, you know, like I said, where I kind of relate to Tariq in a way is where he's kind of just observant of everything. And he like observes everything he needs to observe before he makes his move. And sometimes he does it. You know, sometimes that's what he messes up. He just moves too fast. And you know, that's just with, you know, that just comes with him being young. But he's definitely always three steps ahead, as Kanan told him, as I can see. He's very calculated within his actions now. And you know, he's just grown with that. You know what I'm saying? He's taking that with him every step of the way. Kanan molded that boy Tariq into some shit, man.
Yeah, bro. He made Tariq kind of who he became. Is.
Yeah,
right.
Literally. He literally made Tariq who he was. He kind of showed Tariq the truth behind the family. He showed Tariq the truth behind a lot of things, and even the truth behind, you know, him and his son. Like, it's a lot of stuff that Kanan, you know, trusted Tariq with. And that goes to show how much Kanan really, you know, cared for Tariq and saw a lot into it, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I love questions like that because it gets in depth of like the actual story. Mm-hmm. So when you were filming Power, did you feel that father figureness in Kanan, like during the scenes? Like mm-hmm. what was your feeling from doing a scene with Ghost as opposed to doing a scene with Kanan? Like, what were the differences?
Man, alright, so see, the thing is with Ghost, you know, Ghost was always trying to show Tariq the right thing to do, you know what I'm saying? So, like, Tariq was always, like, after a while, kind of seeing that his dad wasn't really that, and his dad is trying to still kind of teach him what his dad isn't, it's kind of like, all right, whatever. And then, like, he's hanging out with Kanan. I wouldn't say it's like a father figure thing. I'll kind of look at it like the bad, cool uncle, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, that's, like, the uncle you want to chill with all the time. Like, he always letting you do whatever you want. And you know what I'm saying? You could trust him with anything. Like, you could tell him shit that you wouldn't tell your father. So, like, I guess that's kind of, like, the sense of a father figure. Or like, you know, not really father figure, but, yeah, definitely, like, the bad. He gets, like, that bad uncle vibe. Like, he could just do whatever with Kanan. He could tell Kanan whatever. He could trust Kanan with what he has on his mind. So, it's definitely different with those two. He feels like with Ghost, he kind of got to, you know, move is a little bit elusive because, you know, Pop's crazy. He'd be wild.
So when you were, because obviously when I was in Power Season 6, 50 directed us together, but I never acted with him.
Yeah.
Like, what was, did he have like a certain process or did he, like, what was it like filming with 50?
Filming with 50 was always lit because, like, it was just like, it just was what it was. Like, it was just me and 50 chilling. Like, we would be in his big ass trailer before our scenes. Like, we'd be chilling. And I always remember this. This was when we was filming in Red Hook. And this was the scene where we walking through Brooklyn. And he's telling me about, I think this is when he tells Tariq about Breeze or some shit like that, uh-huh. I think. But it's a picture. Like, it's a pretty viral picture. It's like Tariq, he got like the red jacket and he's looking up at Kanan while they walking. And I remember that day vividly. We was in this trailer, and this one sentence he said to me stuck with me forever. I will always move like with this. Like, he said, never feel too entitled to where you deprive yourself. And that's that's one thing that I'll never forget. Like, someone told me on set, like, that's one thing I heard on set that I will never forget. Like, never feel too entitled to where you deprive yourself. Because there's always going to be blessings out there. But if you look and, you know, you feel like you're so entitled to one thing, you want one thing so bad, you won't even notice the blessings out there for you. So,
right.
Like, stuff like that is, like, I'm saying? I just always learn, like, just little shit with 50, big shit, little shit, like, whatever. Like, it's always learning with 50, you know what I'm saying? No matter what it was, no matter what we was talking about, I would learn. So, yeah.
I love listening to him.
And we would be in his trailer, like, they would call us to set. We would be in his trailer, like, 30 minutes after they call us, still just chopping it up. Like, I'd just be listening, I'm like... Wow, they just called us to set like 20 minutes ago. He's like, no, but look. Yeah. I'm like, listen, man, I'm with 50. They can't tell me shit. So it was whatever. We would be chopping it up. Like, it was chill. Like, it was definitely dope, bro. That was definitely like one of the best experiences I've had, like being on this show, you know? Because obviously, like, I met him, we spoke, you know, but like up until that point, we never really like sat and chilled and like spoke like consistently, like, for hours and like after scene, you know what I'm saying? So like just being able to sit with 50 and like really speak to him like constantly and like hear what he'd be having to say and like hear what be on his mind, it's like, damn, like I'm actually sitting with 50 right now. Like,
right.
Fuck acting right now. Like I'm talking to 50 Cent right now. Like he's literally like it was crazy, bro. Like that, especially season 3, like beginning of season 3, beginning of season 4. Just like growing that bond with 50, being with like, you know, Tariq and Kanan, just growing their story, it was dope.
Yeah,
definitely dope.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. So who's gonna be the PA that's like, Curtis, like 20, that's you're what 20 I'm minutes
late. They would be knocking, he would just look like, yeah. Hi, we coming, hold on.
Bro, I just went to Prague and saw his shows back to back. And that was me, like, cause I went into his dressing room the first night and we talked for an hour before the show and an hour after the show. Yeah. Just chopping it up, you know? And then he's like, yo, come back tomorrow night, guy, because he had a show, there's 2 sold out shows back to back. So then I came in the next night and like him and, you know, Cuban were just chilling, like eating dinner, and he's trying to chill. So I just came in, like said hi, Birdo came, he flew because he was shooting something in Serbia, flew in.
Fire.
And I just wanted to introduce, you know, Birdo, like, hey, like he came to support. And I was like, whenever, because he was looking at a set list, I'm like, whenever you need us to dip, like, I'm out. Like, I'm trying to, you know, do your thing with Cuban, whatever you got to do. He's like, no, fuck that. Like, he like dismissed everything and just was dropping knowledge for like an hour. Bro. Like, he's true. Like, people do not realize how good of a human being
he is. I will never forget, bro. It was a late night on set. This was before. I think this was like probably the very, very beginning of season 3. And I was leaving Steiner with my moms, and 50 was leaving at the same time. But when I tell you, we was outside from 10 o'clock to 1:30 in the morning, bro. It was literally my mom, 50, and it was me, my mom, and 50, but we were right in front of stage 3, just literally talking for 3 hours, bro. I'm like, I've never wanted to stay in Steiner Studios this long after a rap, man. I was like, bro, I'm talking to 50, bro. We was literally there for 3 hours, bro. From 10 o'clock to 1 in the morning, just chopping it up. He was telling my moms all type of shit. It was just like, bro, how am I having this conversation with 50?
Yeah, I was like, it's like people don't realize how sweet of a, like, they just see what they see on social media.
They don't even understand, like, how much he cares for the people that's, like, around him, the people that he has working for him. Like, he cares, bro. So, shout out to 5.
I don't remember what the question was, but it was a great question.
Yeah.
Oh, he was the one to depth about Kanan and stuff like that. So, thank you. That was a great question. Yeah, thank you. Ask more questions like that. When we do this, we put up the hotline. We put it up on Instagram. So, people always ask, like, where are these fan questions coming from? Mm-hmm. We put them on Instagram on the story, and you swipe up and you ask the fan questions. It's the easiest way to do it. But we have a hotline where people obviously calling and drop questions. So, yeah, like, we love going in depth about, like, storyline stuff. It's cool. Like, obviously, previous, not. That's gonna happen.
And I feel like the writers do that a lot, because even with the 3 steps ahead, you can see in the scene with you and Mary, like you were 3 steps ahead of her.
Of her, yeah.
Like they played that since you were like little.
Yeah, that is,
you know what
a
mean?
Fact.
Like,
that is a
it's
fact.
Crazy.
Right. Yeah, that is. Yeah, they go back. That is nuts to think about. Right.
Damn. But
they be going crazy. Right? I really, bro, I want to know how they do this shit, bro. I can't even.
Well, we're gonna go to the writers' room Tuesday and see.
I can't even write a 3-page essay, bro. Like, yeah. I literally can't write a 3-page. I can't think that much, bro. I write 2 paragraphs. I'm done, bro.
Yeah, they take years to do this, I feel like.
Yeah. Nah, hell yeah. Even movie scripts. Some movie scripts take 3, 4, 5, 6 years to finish. Like, bro, that shit takes time, bro.
I know the writers' room. They like do a couple months of like pitching. They'll have like 10 writers and they'll all like pitch storylines to each other. And then they'll go, okay, this is the arc for this character. And then they'll go, okay, let's write script 1, let's write script 2. And each writer is assigned that script.
It's so insane though. Like, right. Because like you, like When you think of it, bro, it's 10 different writers all coming together to make one story work, bro.
Crazy.
That's, I feel like that's harder than one person just creating one whole, like, you know what I'm saying, like one story.
And it's not even like, it's not even like a regular writer. You're talking about people that's been in this game.
Yes, bro. Exactly.
Years.
And, it, and then it's like the vets, and then there's new writers coming up under them trying to, like, you know, following their footsteps at the same time.
And there's been so many writers on the show. Yes. From day one of Power to now Ghost. Like, the writer's room is almost 100% different than day one.
Completely different, right? Almost, yeah.
It's just what happened.
How many writers do you think they've, like, have passed through the show, like, in total?
From Power season one?
Yeah.
40, maybe?
40 to 50.
50, probably.
Yeah, I would say that around that.
It's crazy to think about, right? Because right now, like, the, you know, next season of Ghost, like, it's almost like nobody's from there. But obviously, people went to different things, but that's what happens. It's like actors. Like, they'll go do a project, and then that's it. Like, we're obviously have to be on the show for as long as we're on the show. Or, but the writers kind of have, like, 1 year, and then they one year
deal. And then they go to the next shit. Yeah, that is
kind of cool.
It is fire. It just get to bounce around.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this one.
So, out of Rock and out of Monet, who are you taking to war with you? Who you have? Raquel Thomas or Monet?
Out of Rock and out of Monet, who are you taking to war with you?
You already know what I'm going to say.
I got to... see, it's hard for me because a nigga like me can't really trust Monet right now in this situation. I can't really trust Monet right now in this situation.
Are we talking end of season two? What happened at end of season two?
End of season,
Ghost.
End of season two, we all came together, but in a way, she set my ass up.
Right.
So I can't really, you know what I mean? I can't trust Monet, man.
Right.
As so, much as I want to go with Monet, I can't because she violated me last episode. Like, I got to go with Rock because I don't really know her like that. We don't have no personal, you know, we never really ran into each other. We don't got no personal history. But I do know how she get down in the streets, and I could get down with that. She's a real one. She's tough. So I'll be on her team because we don't got no history. Like, me and Monet, we got history. She know me and her daughter got some things going on. Me and Kane, like, you know what I'm saying? We don't get along too much. And that's her son. Like, she going to pick her son every time. So, like, I can't trust that. So, yeah, like, Monet tough too. But, like, you know, me and Rock, we kind of, like, cordial. Like, we don't really know each other like that, so... I could get down with that. We could go to war.
Yeah,
she's not gonna backdoor me in the war. I know that.
No, it's so funny because I, like, will shoot season three, and I don't know where we leave off season two.
Right.
So I don't know what they know. Mm. So I have to, like, think.
You gotta
go
backtrack a little bit. You're like, wait, let me not
say
something wrong.
Yeah, I'm like, what happened season three? I'm like, because mentally, Brayden and Tariq are here, but everyone has only seen up to here. Yeah. So there's this whole thing that we've already done, but no one else has seen
about it.
Right. It's so that's like, where I was like, emptiness. I was like, wait, what happened at the end of season two? That's why I needed to, like, clarify that. But yeah, I'm going Raquel Thomas. Come on. Like, what are we talking about? Listen, Mary J. Blige is an absolute superstar. I love her. She's a badass. But I, like, Bettina Miller, man. This is like, what are we, you know? It's like, that's all I need to say about that.
Crush. I mean, this is crush. I know he's gonna pick that. Come on.
It's the next one, Joe.
Hold on, nigga. You gotta answer these
things. Yeah, actually, yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh.
You gotta answer these shits too.
I'm gonna say Rock.
Rock? Yeah. You gonna say Rock?
Because she raised Kanan.
Yeah.
Like, she also raised Kane. Monet also raised Kane.
Kane is a gangster, bro.
Nah, but none of her kids are like the same. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the rest of her kids are not all the same. So.
Right. I guess. Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But damn.
I'm going to just choose a Rock.
All
right. Yeah.
We're good?
Yeah. We're good. But listen, I pulled up on 50. I pulled up on Mary. We pulled up on Patina. Like, if the boys say on the crew has it, we're going to visit people who have shows.
I couldn't make it to 50 or Mary show, which I was pretty disappointed. Yeah. But Gianni was there, and I was there in spirit. I'm not glad I didn't make it, but it's whatever.
It is what it is, but the boys pull up. So I just want to say, because every episode when Patina came on, we're like, we're gonna come, and she's like, yeah, okay. And when Mary came on, it's like, we're gonna come. They're like, yeah, okay, we pull up. That's all that matters. We support. So you With that said, you can go to the next question, Joe. All
right, this is the question that everyone wants to ask.
If it's when season three.
I'm just going to play it, so.
When the fuck is the show coming back?
She didn't even say her name or anything.
She didn't say nothing. She literally said, when the fuck is this show coming back on? We don't know the ups. Sorry, the ups.
We don't know the ups.
We don't know the ups.
I know. It's...
No, I don't... Like,
he's like, on the Highland Boys.
On the Highland Boys, we got the release date. Pull up.
Come on down.
But yeah, we literally have no clue. They haven't given us anything yet. Like, they got us hanging dry right now. Like,
I will say, it's so good, though.
Yeah, like, it's fucking insane. Bro.
50 has seen all 10 episodes. I talked to him. He's like, yeah, I've seen it all.
Courtney, this shit not fair, bro. Right, why don't we get to see all 10 episodes, bro? What the hell?
We've seen, like, ADR stuff, which is...
Yeah, literally, like, 30
seconds.
People
ask what that was. So, you want to explain what that is?
All right, so ADR... All right, so... Boom. I don't know, like, the... I don't know the what it means. A is audio something.
I think it's additional dialogue recording, but I could be wrong.
Mm, okay, that makes sense actually. So yeah, ADR is basically, you know, being that we film in New York, it's loud as hell. New York don't know how to be quiet. So a lot of times, you know, with our lines and stuff, even when it's not loud, sometimes our clothes are really loud on our microphones under the shirts and shit. So like sometimes, you know, the lines get lost in the audio, so we have to go to the studio. And basically, we go to the studio, they send us our cues on which lines need to be filled in. And basically, they show us the scene, and we have to match the lines. So, like, we listen to it, how it sounded at first, and then we just, you know, punch in. We do it the same exact way. We do it a few times trying to perfect it. And yeah, but it's basically for all the messed up lines that kind of get lost in the audio. We go in and fix it.
You have to record it with the same diction and tone, the exact same timing. It's a lot harder than people think.
Yeah, it's actually tough. It is tough. It's called automated dialogue replacement.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks, Yao.
Thanks, Yao.
Thanks.
Yeah, I thought it was additional dialogue recording, but...
Well, I mean, Yao's good for something.
Yeah, come on, Yao.
Thanks, Yao.
Why do you hate Yao, Joe? That's the question.
Because he's such a good guy.
Yeah, I know. It's like, dude, you can't be that good of a guy. You've done some dark shit that nobody knows about.
Yeah, like, what do you be doing?
He's like, I have.
Yeah, but if you watch the vlogs, you've seen Joe and... Yao, are you in the vlogs or you're just behind the camera the whole time?
I barely hear you. Like, sometimes when I have the camera, I'll get Yao, like, in a clip. But I don't think he's been in, like, his face has been in a vlog in a minute. Never?
Yeah, I think people would stop watching.
I think LA, you might have.
I think people would stop watching if they're like, oh my God, this guy is doing the vlogs. Oh, yeah.
No, so this guy was white.
Yeah. Oh, Joe, I didn't mean that, Joe. I thought there was a white guy making these vlogs.
There's no way this kid's editing is that good.
Oh, that's funny. That is hilarious.
You ready?
But yeah, so we don't know when season three is coming, but it is fire. That's all I have to say.
Yeah,
about
it's
that.
Fire. Super fire.
Yeah.
Sorry to rub it in your face there. I can't see it. I mean, we can't see it either, to be fair.
Right.
So.
The only times we get to see clips from season three is when we go to ADR.
And it literally be like 30 seconds at the most. We never get to see a full entire scene from finish to end.
But here's the thing.
From start to end.
I always ask them. I'm like, I need it for the scene. I need to see the whole scene so I know where my voice.
Smart.
So sometimes
I told him that last time I was in ADR. I was like, matter of fact, run that back. Let me just see the whole thing. I'm like, bro, I look cool as fuck.
Bro, at the scene at the end, bro, I'm not even gonna say anything, but I was like, I need to see that whole thing, bro. Fire. It looks so good. Because they only show me a little clip of where I had to do something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I gotta see this whole shit, like,
bro.
4 minutes.
Bro,
like,
I don't know why they be trying to tease us, bro. Like, bro, show us, bro. Like,
what are you shaking your head at, Joe?
Because why would they do this to you guys?
Right, we're teasing you.
When we done made it already. Like, we can watch
there's
it.
There's nothing we can do.
Yeah, like, we can watch it.
Stars has all 10 episodes right here.
But they can't, the audience cannot.
Right, but it's not our fault.
Saying. Yeah,
that's
but
what people think it's us.
You guys are teasing him.
Yeah, we
teasing
are.
Teasing them.
That is
all
fair.
Right, it's not fair.
All right, but this is what we need to do.
And you're teasing me. Right. And I'm sitting right here.
You've seen some stuff in ADR, though, have you?
I'm not saying shit.
You also run lines with Michael, too, though, so you know some stuff,
right?
Yeah,
I don't know the last time I signed an NDA, so I'm just going to keep it.
It's so funny because my little brother run lines with me, too. Like, I'll FaceTime him at night, and I'm like, yo, like, if I'm not with Mike, I'm like, yo, can you just, like, run these lines with me quick? And then he'll, like, be in the middle of a scene, he'll go, No.
Shut the fuck up. Right, you're not supposed
even,
to know that.
Right, I don't even think of it. I'm like, oh yeah, like obviously, but like we need to run it with someone. Like we have to. And he'll go, dude, you spoiled it for me. And I'm like, dude, just read the fucking lines, all right? Like, so let's get out of this, all right?
All right, here we go.
What's good, Gianni and Michael? Huge fan of the show, man. My question is, do you guys see yourself joining another franchise like the Marvel Universe? You know, I've been a huge advocate of Michael playing the next live-action Miles Morales, and Gianni, maybe you somebody like Nova. Do you guys see yourself making a huge commitment like that and joining something big?
Do we see ourselves joining other franchises as, such as Marvel and stuff like that in DC? Yes, that would be tough. Like he just said, Miles Morales.
I'm fully advocating for that.
Listen.
We've been talking about this.
Listen.
But the thing is,
since I bought my PS5 and I started playing that game, I'm like, nah, I can really be this kid, though. Like, kids from New York. I mean, hey. Listen.
But I was like,
chop cheese. Chop Miles Morales, like, I want a chop cheese.
I'm going to be swinging through New York with a chop cheese in my hand.
Like, this guy doesn't even know how to backflip or front flip, though.
Bro, so that shit easy, bro. Teach you that. That shit easy.
And you're mostly on a string.
And I'm an athlete already. This ain't nothing. This ain't nothing.
You seen amateur, dog? Like, what is
you're going to have to start stretching.
I'm more flexible than you.
You probably are.
I'm Gucci. Like, I'm not, like, bro, I'm Gucci. I could tote, like, I'm good, bro. Just get me back in the gym ski. Bro, don't talk to me like
but
that.
this is a good segue. Like this is a good segue into, so a lot of times, like, Woody has posted on another show. I'm trying to think of, like, people who have posted on other shows on their off time. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, they're doing another episode or something. That means they got killed off Ghost. I'm not saying that is or isn't the case for any character, but we can do other stuff.
In between.
Right. It's also changing a little bit. The hard thing about... The rules are different. Right. The rules are a little different because SAG is changing it better for actors. But it sucks for our show specifically because our hiatus is November, December. Those are like in our hiatus, which are dead months in the entertainment industry. And like usually January is the first couple weeks are dead. And then...
We need our original schedule.
Right. The original schedule was perfect to do movies on the off time.
Beautiful.
But the second you stop filming, then you start auditioning for other movies that don't shoot for another couple months. And you might only get two or three opportunities that thousands of people are going for. So it's hard to be on a show shooting for 6 months and then having really only like a 3 month break.
Yeah.
But people think because like Woody just did like an episode of something. Mm-hmm. Oh, he actually did it with Lala and... Fire. With someone else, they're like, I don't know what the name of the show. It's a new show on NBC. It's like a network show. But they were like, oh, that means Kane's dead because he's doing other projects. That's not true. Or I'm not saying it is or isn't true. I'm just saying that you can do other stuff. But I think stars
it just can't conflict. It just can't conflict with the schedule, and then you obviously need to be approved.
And I don't think you could play like a Tariq like you
like
can't
a Tariq like
right. You can't play go on Snowfall and play like. That well, whatever, what? No one even know what shows that is.
What
but,
is that?
Yeah, I don't even, never even heard of that show. But you couldn't go on that show and play like a drug dealer because it's like conflicting. So, but yeah, you can do other stuff. It's just for Power specifically, it's so hard to do movies in between because there's literally actually only like a 2 month window and it has to be the right project, the right role at the right time. It's like almost impossible to catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, literally.
Right.
That's literally what I found.
And then other stuff is like a guest star on an episode, and it's kind of going backwards. You're like, unless it's like a massive show, like, I don't really want to go like do an episode of like CSI, like, no shade to those shows, but like Power's in a different category. Like, I just don't want to go back and just do an episodic show like that. So people always comment that stuff. They're like, why is this character doing this? It's like, we're allowed to do other stuff, but Power schedule specifically, it's hard.
Powers, especially after the Pandy Wendy bar, our schedule became
terrible.
Terrible. The original schedule was the most beautiful schedule ever.
Tell them what
it was. It was October to March.
Right.
And October, then October. Yeah, October to March.
And then we'd have a nice couple weeks off for Christmas.
And then, weeks off for Christmas, Thanksgiving, and then you're April, May, June, July, August, September, October, you start again.
Get the whole summer off.
Bro, yes. And now that's when they we film throughout the whole entire summer, and then we get the winter off. Like, we get like a quarter of the summer off, and then the rest is just the winter off. It's kind of weird. Pandy Wendy violated.
They did.
The original schedule was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only way we could ever get that back is if we was to film season three and then literally take no break and go straight into the next season.
Which is always rumblings of that happened, but it never does.
Bro, that's never gonna happen. Right. It's unrealistic, bro. You can't work for 6 months straight and then expect to work on another season again for 6 months straight right after. Like,
agreed. Just spilled shit all over me. Joe, next question, then we'll do one more.
Yep.
We'll do one more and then we'll go to the last one.
What's up, fellas? My name is John. Quick question for you. How do you handle your nerves before a producer session? How do you lock in?
John, what up, John? That's a great question. How do you handle your nerves before going into a producer session, audition, whatever it is? Really, you just gotta... everyone has their own process. But me, you know, I just stay calm, know what you're what you're walking into, and kind of, you just got to own it. You got to know, like, you know, this is your opportunity, and you just got to make the best of it. Like, it's not like you're never going to have a second chance at it, but you got to treat it like you'll never have another chance, you know what I'm saying? You got to go in there confident, and just, as long as you know your material and everything, nothing can really go wrong. You just got to be confident and just go in there and do your thing.
Right.
Be calm, poised, collective.
I would say, personally, you're going to be nervous. Like, it is what it is.
And that's the thing, too. Like, you're going to be nervous regardless. So you can't really try too hard to control. You got to use it, really. Like, just... Right.
If you're 100% nervous, then the next audition, you're going to be 99.9% nervous. Then the next audition, you're going to be 99.8% nervous. So I always was like, it's going to go away. Like, I have to do things to make these nerves go away. Like, take a shot or, like, do something like that. And it's like, you're better off just owning the nerves. Mm-hmm. And then the next time, it's just going to be a little bit easier. And the next time, it's going to be a little bit easier. So, live with it. Take it in.
Instead of running from your nerves, you got to own your nerves, because the nerves are going to be there regardless, no matter what the project is. So, you're going to have to just learn how to deal with them project after project, and it'll just get easier for me.
Right. Just own it and just keep going. Because it's not going to get easier. Like, there are massive, massive, massive actors that talk all the time about being nervous for auditions. So it's natural.
It's always going to be that nerve.
And they know that. The casting knows that. Like, they're not dumb. They know what, you know, people are coming in and performing. Like, they don't expect people to just be 1,000% confident. Like,
I feel like the same thing, like, not even just, it doesn't even go with just auditioning and acting. It goes with everything. Like, when you audition and you're basically doing something for the first time, like, you've never read for this role before, you've never, like, you know what I'm saying? So, even just with life, you know, you're doing stuff for the first time, you're going to be a little bit nervous because you don't really have too much, you know, experience before. So, it's just, it is what it is. You got to deal with it. Right. Just be gangster.
Yeah, we just give acting tips in this podcast. That's what we do. It's an acting podcast, whatever.
Yeah, just a little something.
All right, Joe, give us his last question. This better be hilarious, because I'm assuming Dave sent this. Yeah, Dave sent this.
If I don't laugh, I'm punching Dave in his forehead.
So are we doing the last question or the second to last question?
I will see.
Okay, all right.
Hey, y'all.
Don't ask anything, just laughing.
What the fuck is going on?
She asked one question, how do we redo it?
How do we deal with our personal lives and work shit?
Bro, that was, in a way, they did all of that laughing was, for that question.
Right. What?
I honestly didn't even know that was a question at the end of that.
Bro. They did all that to just go, so how do you balance work and life?
And life shit.
That's crazy.
How you balance work and life shit?
They don't. I do.
Yeah. Talk to Joe.
Yeah, talk to Joe about that. Yeah, how do you balance my life and work, Joe?
I just wake up and just pray to the Lord Jesus.
That today doesn't go wrong.
Yeah, exactly. See? You got
me. Yeah, hard to work with.
Nah, you're not bad, bro.
Shit. I bet. So I gotta get
Michael's actually so easy to work with. The one thing is just time, and that's not even that bad. Nah. Like, you just have to schedule around that. Like, it is what it is.
You might have to tell me 2 hours in advance. Like, right. If you're going out at 8, tell me we're going out
at
6.
Right. I'm like, Mike, we got dinner at 4:30. He's like, I bet. 8 p.m. he's on time. It's like, perfect.
Well, Gianni does help out when we're all together, but, you know, it's not that easy.
How funny is the first, like, of the last vlog that we just dropped? Actually, probably the vlog before.
Oh, we were going to the gym?
Bro, that was so funny.
Wake up a little earlier.
Yeah, wake up earlier.
You set your fucking alarm. And then Joe's like.
I'm like, no, I said, you guys are always late.
And then
Joe goes, you guys. I was like, no. That's not what I meant. I just meant both you guys, you know?
You and Michael, not you guys. Bro, I do be late, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. It's not a big deal, though. That's the only thing.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I haven't been late in a minute, though. Now that I think about it, I haven't been late.
He's been late to being late.
No, I've been late. I was definitely late last time we was in New York.
No, you weren't. For the last episode, we did La La last in New York, right?
Yeah.
On time.
I was on time?
You were on time that day.
See, I thought I was late because y'all told me a different time.
Don't tell him, though. Don't tell him.
Oh, you cocksucker.
Keep it to
you. I thought I was late because I told you. Yo, that's crazy.
Yo, Joe, we messed this whole thing up. Yeah, thing going. All right, last question.
That's crazy.
All right, we're going to do this one.
When will we get a recess date on when Ghost is coming back?
Why does it look like she's reading? Right. Why does it sound like she's reading that?
She wrote that question down and then read it. That's a good one to end on.
Hold on.
Or after Power 4.
So she didn't give us her name, but she asked when we're coming back on air. And we're going to tell you for, like, the 500th time. We don't know.
We have no idea.
You guys got to go. Listen, this is what I'm going to need y'all to do. Y'all got to stop asking us. Because, look, our jobs here are done. Our jobs here are done. Season 3 is in the can. We got every single scene we need to do out of the way.
So this is what
y'all need to do. Y'all need to go make y'all posts. Go tag stars. Go tag ghost stars. And say, when are y'all coming back? Ask them. Because we can't give y'all an answer unless they give us the answer first. So y'all should just ask them and they'll give y'all an answer before they
Bro, I posted fan art yesterday on the Crew Has an Instagram page.
That shit was fire.
Go follow the Crew Has
an
Instagram page.
That shit was fire.
I posted fan. It did look sick.
That shit was so
But fun. Everyone was pissed off. They were like,
They thought it was season 3?
Yeah, I'm like, I posted on a Friday night at like 9 o'clock. Like, you think Stars is going to go, oh yeah, prime time, Friday night, 9 p.m. to announce the date for Ghost. Like, I just posted it because I saw some guy, but I was like, oh, this is cool. Mm-hmm. Reposted on the Crew Has It, and everyone was mad. They're like, don't ever do this again unless it's the...
Well, we can't show love to the people that make us fans.
Right. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I just wanted to post this. All right,
so yeah, if you're watching this and you're wondering when the season 3 is coming out, I need y'all to make your Instagram post and tag Stars and tag Ghost Stars.
Yeah.
Because... Listen, like I said, our work is done. I've been hearing it on TikTok all day. Every time I post a TikTok, you TikToking, but we need season 3.
Right.
I'm TikToking because we done filming season 4. All right?
Right.
So go tell Stars to give y'all what y'all want.
Right, right. And while you're at it, tell Stars to, you know, let the boys recap the episode.
Yeah, let us recap the episodes too. Shit. They being stingy.
Nah, we love you, Stars, for real.
Yeah,
you created this entire universe, and we thank you for that.
Well, according to me.
This is a wrap on LA. What a good time we had the next couple months.
We're gonna be right back though. Don't even worry. We're gonna be back.
Yeah.
We're gonna be back.
We're back. The next couple months will be New York episodes. We're
getting ready to
season
4 ski.
Right. So put in the comments who, you know, people from other shows who you want to come on. Also people who are athletes, this and that you
rappers,
know watch Power.
Artists,
we would
whatever,
love to have them on and talk about
let us know.
Right. Talk about storylines and stuff like that.
Literally, any ideas y'all have, let us know. Yeah. We'll try to make it happen for y'all.
Yeah. So we might take like a little break in January, maybe February, depending on when Ghost comes out. And then, we're hoping to recap those episodes
when
do
Ghost
a little Power
out,
Confidential.
When Ghost comes out, the Crew Has It Boys is coming back swinging. Heavy, full effect.
Right.
I know y'all been waiting, so we got you.
Michael, Toya had to do it last episode. She didn't project that well, but I'm going to need you to do one.
Listen, baby. How you turn this bitch? Listen, man. Wait.
What the heck?
What the fuck? Wait.
Bro, wisdom.
Wait, how do I use this?
Bro? That's why. I got it.
It's been a while.
Oh, yeah, baby. All right, listen. It's been a minute since I've been back. You know, I miss the money crib. I miss L.A. I miss the West Coast a little bit. You know what I'm saying? This is a rap on the fan, man, featuring Joe Baxter, the Highland boy. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, Joe Baxter, plug your Instagram.
Yeah, plug your Instagram.
Oh, it's Flyboy Joe.
Oh, my God. Of course it is.
F-L-I boy Joe.
Yeah, it's I, not Y.
He hasn't changed his username. He hasn't changed his username since 2012.
The Y was taken, so I put an I. So okay. Technically it's flea, but I don't like the flea. I like the fly. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I like the word flea.
Also, slide into Joe's DMs. He's single.
I'm looking flea today. I'm looking fly today. Flea, fly. I like flea. But listen, man.
Flea, fly. Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Listen, though. The crew has it, baby. I'm back in L.A., baby. Yes, Sirski.
The crew has it, and you have it. Make sure you follow Mike Arraney Jr., Where Is 22, Johnny V. Pill, TikTok, all that stuff. The crew has it, socials. Get that merch. That's a wrap on that fan
GM,
episode.
GM, get merch.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast.
Wow.
That was a fun episode.
Yeah, it was a great episode. Those are always so fun.
They're so cool.